Let me just mention what the Senate is going to be spending its time on this week and then open it up to questions. I think the order of business in the Senate this week is going to be the what they call a minibus. It's really three appropriation bills combined into one. We've got the agriculture appropriation bill, the commerce, justice, and science appropriation bill, and the transportation and urban development bills. Those three bills will be put together, and we'll be discussing various amendments that are proposed to those most of the week. I hope we're able to finish action on the combined three bills by the end of the week. Then the week after this, we are in recess, and then we're back for another 3 weeks prior to the prior to Thanksgiving. So that's the schedule of the Senate. And let me just go ahead with questions any of you have on any subject. Let me start with you, John. Are you there?
Sure am, sir. Can you tell me, can you talk a little bit about your feelings on the Occupy Across America protests, and what would you do differently if you were heading that up?
Well, I think the protests are spontaneous in the sense that I think they were not organized by some nationwide effort. I think that the one shortfall that obviously has been commented on by everybody is there's not a very specific set of demands or actions that they're complaining about or insisting upon. And that's, I think that tends to, in some ways, undermine the effort. But I think it's, you know, it's an outpouring of genuine concern about the way the economic system in the country is operating today. And to that extent, I think it's a good thing. And I hope that out of it can come some concrete a consensus on steps we need to take to correct the situation.
All right, sir. That's all for me for right now. Thank you.
Okay. Dan, are you there?
I am, Senator. Good morning. I'd like to ask you, we've been hearing about moves by House Republicans to introduce legislation that would dismantle the nation's Antiquities Act, whereby U.S. presidents can declare federal lands as national monuments. You know, if such an effort were to be successful, that could have profound implications here in the state for New Mexico's Otero Mesa. That's received many endorsements that it be offered such protections. And the law has already created many national monuments here in New Mexico. Here in Santa Fe, I'm thinking of Bandelier National Monument and our nearby Jemez, just one of them. A push to repeal the Antiquities Act, it's not new business. It's been discussed before. But do you have any insights on the current effort, and what's your take on what that law provides?
Well, the Antiquities Act does give the president fairly broad authority to designate certain areas under federal control, which are under federal control, as national monuments. And we, as you point out, it has been used over the years and the decades to great benefit in New Mexico. One example, you pointed out Bandelier National Monument. White Sands National Monument is another one that was designated under the Antiquities Act. And I think that every year that I've been in Congress, every Congress that I've served now, there have been proposals to repeal the Antiquities Act and take away the president's authority. But every president, Democrat and Republican, for going back a very long time here, have found that it was a useful authority to have and have, in fact, designated different areas through the use of the Antiquities Act.
And of New Mexico's Otero Mesa, are you one of those supporting its possible inclusion for national monument status?
Well, I don't. Frankly, I haven't sort of prioritized which areas ought to be considered for monument status. I think the president is, of course, going to be urged if by some to designate the Oregon Mountains for monument status, the Ute Mountain in northern New Mexico, a lot of different areas in addition to Otero Mesa. I don't know how he would decide and whether he would decide any of those areas are appropriate for designation, but I think that option should remain there for the president, and that should be the case whether the president is Democrat or Republican. So I've always resisted repeal of the Antiquities Act, and I would continue to do that in this Congress.
And do you think, sir, that were the House Republicans able to get some forward momentum on this, should it make its way to the Senate, would it be defeated there?
I'm fairly sure it would.
Very good, sir. Thank you.
Mike Jackson, are you there?
Yes, Senator, right here. We got a report last week about nearly 40 people, nearly 40 more people are losing their jobs at the waste isolation pilot plant near Carlsbad. And I know that you and Senator Udall have been working to try and get some more money for WIP. Can you tell us what the status is of that right now?
Well, there's no resolution of it here in Washington right now. I think the appropriations bill that will determine that and will govern that has not yet been passed, hasn't passed the Senate. I don't believe it's passed the House either. So we still have several weeks and perhaps even months to go before there's a final resolution on it.
All right. Thank you, Senator.
Let me go back through the list here if anyone else has another question. John, did you have anything else?
No, sir. None for me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Dan, how about you?
Well, when you do return to the state, what are your plans during the recess?
Well, I'll be coming to the state, I hope, on Friday, assuming we're through voting on these appropriations bills that are coming up. And I believe we've got a trip to Gallup scheduled early next week. Then I have some meetings in Santa Fe and Albuquerque, I know, as the week progresses.
Thank you.
Okay. Mike, did you have anything more?
Yes, Senator. And one other thing I was wondering if you could get us caught up on. I know that you and Senator Udall are working on something regarding payment in lieu of taxes. What's going on with that right now?
Well, we've introduced a bill that Senator Udall has co-sponsored with me. It's a bill to extend the payment in lieu of taxes program that provides funding to most of our counties in New Mexico, and also to extend the Secure Rural Schools program that also provides funding to many of our counties, extend those for another 5 years. The programs are currently scheduled to expire the end of 2012, and so we need to take action here sometime in the next year to extend them. We have great bipartisan support in the Senate for this legislation, and I hope we can we can pass it through the Senate sometime in the coming weeks and then persuade the House to agree with what we've done.
Okay, that's all I have.
All right. Well, thank you all for talking with me.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Okay, bye-bye.